Well, that stopped me. They didn't let me get back on that engine until I was 16, 18 years old. I had to try it once or twice after I was 18. Anybody be off, they'd come get me to do the job, see? They even put me out there with the linesman. I said, well, if you're short, man, get front. He's working down there with his daddy. So I go down there. They had a lot of lines to keep up, electric lines, telephone lines, and whatnot. So I go down there, climb a pole. I got to work, climb a pole like a squirrel. And of course, they had a big old pine pole there. Then they didn't have cypress poles. And somebody was a corner pole about that big around. I had to climb that pole, son. And it'd been climbed so much that it had spurs all over. People hit cleats on it. It was so rough, you couldn't hardly climb it without gloves on. I had a pair of gloves. And I'd hold on and climb it as you went up. About the time I got right up to reach for the cross on it, went across. I put the telephone wire up, but I tightened one up. My foot slipped off one. I was big enough to smoke a pipe then. I had that pipe in my mouth. And that like broke every tooth I had in my head. I slipped and fell about, 10 or 15 feet before I grabbed the pole. By that time I'd got a lot of momentum and I was going down, you know, and I grabbed it, hugged it, threw both legs around it. I got splinters all through here and all through my face and all across my arm. My hands were the only thing that didn't get hurt. I had gloves on them. I had my sleeves rolled up. Boy, that's told me old fishing. I told them that. And then I climbed the pine tree. It did me just about as bad. Old pine tree, you know, shut. And my cleat clipped out from under that one day. But after that, I went in the power plant. After that, I hadn't made it. There's always somebody out over there. Come and tell me, come on, work. Work over here for a day or two. So I go over there. And I got interested in the power plant. I learned all about it. I could synchronize those engines as good as any of those engineers, and I could slow them up. I could put the switchboard. I could do most anything. Some of them objected to me. Wasn't over there because I was young. Because you got a lot of men's lives depending on you when you are in charge of. You don't when you're working there because the man that your phone is. You have a big switchboard twice as long as this room, and each switch is labeled. And if you put one of those switches in without authority, you kill somebody. Several men got killed that way because I had been there long enough to where I knew not to put the switch in. Unless the man came in when he go to work on that thing, he's had to come by that tie a big red flag on the switch. And write it in your board, write in your book. And then he go up down there, went to telephone down and said, when are we going to get some power? Put that switch in up there. That man threw up here. Send him up here. Let him take this flag out. Oh, can't get it till he comes up here. I knew what to tell him. But when I went out on that strike, they had a strike. I belonged to United Mine Workers Union. And they were working us for 30 cents an hour, 12 hours a day. And we didn't mind 30 cents, and we wanted to work 8 hours. That's what I wanted anyway. I don't know what the rest of my life was. I wanted more money. But they liked me, and they said, now, they went to the union and said, let us have two men to operate 12 hours a day in the power plant so we can make lights for Fort Meade. We won't run the mine. We'll shut down the mine. You've got to have lights for Fort Meade, and if you want to get unpopular, you just let the city be without lights. They didn't have any other connection. They couldn't have got any lights. So they picked me to run one shift